Hello there, and welcome to yet another episode of Baldur's Gate in the Verzian Chronicles. My name is Kylie Kane. This is episode 24 of Baldur's Gate, and we've made one slight change. I turned it to easy mode. I've been playing on normal difficulty for the entire series, and I'm experiencing what the commoners know as burnout. So I've changed it to easy mode to make this a little more quick and fun, so we're not having to worry so much about death. Also, simultaneously, this also will kind of push the game into a more of a we're experiencing the story, which is what you're really here for. You're here for the story, not for the craziness. So with that said, let's get into it. But what? One more thing. This is for anyone listening to the podcast. Remember that you are special. You're special. And there's always tomorrow, okay? Just remember that there's always tomorrow. And if you ever feel like there isn't a tomorrow, remember my words, there will be. And take those steps to make it to the tomorrow. That's all I had to say. Anyways, let's get going in Baldur's Gate. We are standing in the middle of Baldur's Gate, and immediately on cue, Zan says something. I accidentally said something incorrectly, so we're just going to load the game again because I don't want to be an arsehole to my boy. All right, so let's head to the southwest. I think that's where we needed to go. I don't quite remember, but let's go there. All right, that looks right. We're heading into the center of Baldur's Gate. Khalid says, I still cannot believe that meeting with Elminster so soon after our arrival was accidental. I hope our enemies aren't as well informed. Let's see here. I say at least the town criers aren't announcing us yet. We better make haste. And you know what haste makes? I pray we don't blunder into something unawares. Aw, well, we'll try not to. Quick saving where we can. We are at the bottom edge of the map, it looks like. Can we go south here? We can. Let's just head south instead of heading north.
One is not forced to walk in the steps of their father.
Someone walks up and says, Jahira, my dear one, you are radiant as ever, and your eyes as joyful. Your ward, Gorion's child, Gorion's child, is that the one there? Aye, the child has a fair countenance, and a sense of fair heart beats up within that chest. Keldrick, allow me to introduce myself. I am Intellus Fulsome of the Harpers, a friend of your friends and of your stepfather, Gorion. I am honored, Harper. You seem more knowledgeable of my situation than myself. Have you any advice regarding my coming tasks? Nay! The honor is mine, Keldrick Haelden. You are a very special individual, and sadly, this has placed you in grave danger. I yearn to tell you more, but I am afraid I cannot for fear of endangering you further. Here in the city, if your wish to succeed against the Iron Throne, know that you could trust Star and Duke Elton, both of the Flaming Fist. They are good men and friends of ours, but I tarry too long when there are urgent matters to attend to elsewhere. You are well met, Keldrick. Take care of Jahara, for I bounced her on this near knee when she was yet a babe. Jahara blushes, and says, really, Intellus, did you have to mention that? I'm going to say, oh, please, could we have more embarrassing stories of Jahara's past? He goes, as I mentioned, I'm in quite a hurry, but since you seem so sincerely interested. Jahara interjects and says, sad as it is, we also have important business elsewhere. I'm sorry, Intellus, but we really must move on. We shall meet again soon, I hope. I'm going to say yes, as much as I love these family runes, we really have no time for this. So he leaves. And we're going to begin moving. Keldrick, Zan then pipes up what he was going to say earlier and says, Keldrick, I wonder, do I slow you down? I'm going to say, I beg your pardon? He says, I'm afraid I did. Speaking of my rather meager health, of course, I am overcome with fatigue far more often than your average adventurer. I'm going to say this is of no consequence. We all need rest. Yes, but still. Oh, never mind. I thank you. I do not know what overcomes me sometimes. It's hard to describe. Imagine a feeling of burning shame mingled with grief and absolute astonishment while your heart is still beating, and an overwhelming guilt that because of you, people has died before and will die after. And I'm not talking about some abstract strangers, but of you. It is futile, of course. Your doom is clear, with or without me. Still, I would hate to hasten it. I'm going to say we have a couple options here, and I'm going to say I have such thoughts too, from time to time. We just do what we can. And he says, too true. All right, we move forward. Oh. As we stand in our party lineup, three men approach us.
Just as Sorum described, a slave of the Hated One.
Dark Moon Monks said those words. The next one says, our mistress will be, shall we please, and Sorum shall have his robe.
Slay the Sun Soul and those who stand with him.
Oh, Sun Soul? Sun Soul? Oh, shit.
Some of these people are the same who attacked Gamaz and me.
That's Rasad speaking. All right, so we are under assault. So let's see how this plays out. They're immediately casting magical spells and... Oh, never mind. Well, they're doing a lot of... No, that was... They immediately cast spells and then immediately died. Wow, they did not have a lot of health. 8 damage.
Glad to meet you. Those strikes, the sinuous manner in which they dodged.
They were not...
Those who attacked Gamaz and me in Athkatla were not shadow thieves. They were Dark Moon Monks. They must have tracked me here.
Oh, no! And I'm going to say, what do they want with you?
One of the cult's principal goals is the eradication of the Sunsoul Monks and all worshippers of Salude. They will not rest until their dark purposes eclipse our efforts. We must stop them.
Okay.
We must prepare ourselves for another attack when we least expect it. The Dark Moon watch, wait, and strike from the shadows. They said someone named Sorum directed them to me.
Okay.
When I spent some time in Baldur's Gate, a man named Sorum used to come to my demonstrations of martial skill. I sometimes saw him returning to the Blade and Stars Tavern.
Where the hell is that at? But okay, let's go find this guy. All right, so we've... Blade and Stars Tavern. Someone's popped up and said, hold there, watch your step on the wharf's hereabouts. The sea spray can make a cobblestone's a touch treacherous. My name is Karachus. Is there anything I can help you with? What do you do here? Hi, I be the Duke's own dockhand, if you will. All right, I'm just a dockhand like any other, but I've been aboard the royal galleys to unload wares from the New World. A new world? 'Tis better yet! They say that the world is no longer flat. That has become a round, perfect sphere wrapped around itself like a wizard's crystal. We perch atop its upright half, and the new world of Matsika clings to its underside like so many bats. Someday I shall sneak aboard one of these ships, so that I may see such wonders! A new world? Wow, this is Emoin. That sounds so exciting. I'd like to go there some way. I'm gonna say, well, if what he says is true, perhaps someday we will set foot on it. I'd like to as well. That's the spirit. No place is too remote. No place too unknown. No place too dangerous for us. Well, as long as there's a place where a girl can freshen up from time to time, at least. Anyway, I'd really like to see what can be on an unexplored area of the world. Maybe they have a race of humans with pink hair. Wouldn't that be the greatest? I'm going to say, hooray to your new world then, Karachus, whatever shape it takes. Alas, I cannot tarry here. Perhaps we would talk another day. But I hadn't stowed a bolt that one of the holds one of my ship in your absence, that is. Okay, Karachus, very interesting fella. We cannot save it this time because we are... Someone named Belgian is near.
You are, no, not I.
What is it you wish of me? I have not much time or inclination to talk. Let's find small gnomes, blah, blah. We have a gnome quest. We can't. Can we save here? We can save. Okay. All right. What is this? This tavern is the Iron Throne. What was I supposed to do? Okay. There's the Iron Throne hideout. And am I on the right side of the city? I have no idea. Southwest, no, I am not there yet. Okay. But we are looking for a tavern, though, aren't we? don't even know where this tavern would be, to be honest with you. A welt and a pooch stands before us. Okay. And we're just exploring Baldur's Gate now. Welt is standing there. I don't understand that. It says, I'm not sure what's going on there. There's a lot of people here. Nadia says, your mother couldn't have been a good wave servant. She was nearly killed by smelly fishermen. They came at night. She was drunk, most likely. That's what I heard. I heard your mother once challenged Jolantha Mistmere and lost. That's why she was banished to the outside of the city. She was weak. My mother was not weak, nor am I. Is that a challenge? Oh, she just took them out. I don't know what's going on. I'm watching a cutscene of a young girl taking people out. Oh, wait, I forget something. And someone just ran. What the hell just happened? Okay. Mercy, please, I never wanted to fight. I never wanted to either. The multiverse does not care what you want. Girl, if this priestess catch you out here, you're lost, you're losing. Run. Thank you. Now she's coming back. She's in the dark part of the world, and I can't see what she's doing. Okay. That's definitely a thing that just happened. Morningstar and Flail is on the ground. And she's gone. I am so lost. What the fuck is out here? Okay. Very weird. Okay, there's nothing down here. All right, we're walking up to the corner of the edge of the city real fast. Wait, hold on. Wait, was that? What was that? What was that? Water Queen's house. Oh, okay. I'm so confused, but all right. Well, what's up with the Water Queen? We're headed to the southwestern part of the city and looking for this place. Actually, looking for a couple places, actually. Seven Suns. I think that's where we needed to go. Okay.
Yes.
We wanted to ask you some questions. Okay. Unfortunately, I cannot grant your desire. Okay, sorry. I am not reading this out loud. Unfortunately, I cannot... Merchant asked what we could do for him. We wanted to talk to the owner. He said, unfortunately, I cannot grant you any of your desires, so could you kindly leave? I'm going to say, not till we see Hayaso. I don't know where he is. He's been missing ever since everything went strange. I've seen some other merchants change faces when I thought I wasn't looking. Yes, you heard me right. They changed faces. Some sort of safety preservers have infiltrated the Seven Suns. If I were you, I'd get out of here while there's still time. What I'm planning to do. And, okay, so he just got out of here. Let's talk.
Leave us alone, will you? Nothing for you here.
My name is my business. I'm not here to exchange prevalent prelude. Okay, so these guys must be.
Nothing for you here.
Okay, what the hell's going on? Let's go upstairs and see what's going on up here. The two merchants downstairs were shapeshifters, it looks like.
Leave us alone, will ya? Nothing for you here.
I'm not sure. Show your true faces. We are fools, for we need merchants. We are merchants of faces and names, merchants of identities, merchants of skin, even in the flesh contained so rubbish. We're doppelgangers, and for a skin's pittance, we sell fools to their death. Wow, one doppelganger dead. And a second doppelganger dead. What was this? A black opal. All right, doppelgangers. The Seven Sun was infiltrated by doppelgangers, apparently. I want to grab this Zeos gem. 73 gold and a throwing dagger. And is the third guy coming upstairs like an idiot? Doesn't look that way. But he is near death. And he dies and gives us another black opal. Oh, there's another door. I was like, where am I supposed to go? Another doppelganger just died. I popped up and he died. And we found Yasuo. Hello, Yasuo.
Come to torment me some more, you shape-shifting bastards.
He says, well, you'll not for me this day, nor a cry of pain, nor the knowledge of my noggin. Get away from me, shapeshifter scum. We're not the shapeshifter you speak of. We're friends sent by Scar to see what's been wrong here at Seven Suns. Who are you? You know of Scar? I'm Yasuo. A friend of his and the owner of the Seven Suns. You must help me get out of here. It's a good thing we found you. Now we can find out what's been going on here. Before we take you anywhere, could you tell us what's been really going on? Those creatures, the shapeshifters, started infiltrating the Seven Suns some months ago. They must have started with some of the less important members on my coaster. Eventually, they captured me, and their leader took my face. They've been keeping me alive in order to gain information that they needed through torture. I don't know what their purpose is. They have been running my business very poorly. All of you will be well rewarded for rescuing me. When you see Scar again, he'll give you my reward. I must be off now, as there's much of these monsters' work to be undone. I'm assuming you've dealt with the other monsters upstairs. If you haven't, I'll get the Flaming Fist to clear out the rest. It'll probably be weeks before we can clear out their stench. Okay. Shape-shifting folks. Okay, that's, kind of sucks for him, I guess. That is awful. Alright, so, Emoin, let's break some chests open. Let's see what's inside. Money! Money, 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 money. Money, money, money. Spells and money. Oh, there's a lot of stuff in here, actually. Weapons rack with an enchanted spear that I will... You know what, let's do this here. Let's go and pass that way, pass that way. We're doing some inventory management right now, what we're doing. Do I have a bag of holding? I think I do. I do have a bag of holding. Oh, you can't put a bag in a bag. I forgot. Don't do that. Don't put a bag in a bag, y'all. Bags don't fit in bags. Don't put a bag in a bag. Why do I keep doing that? Let's see here. Identify a protection from electricity and a protection from the undead. Nice. All right, I've also got a wand, which I'm thinking is a wand of magic missile. That's what it looks like. I'll put these scrolls in the scroll pouch, and let's check what we've got here. Let's give Zan that, and then have her... Yeah, actually, Zan... Emo and move. Thank you. All right. Let's do our checks again real quick to see if we got anything missing. We did not. Let's leave the area. So we did it. We did it, y'all. I guess I was supposed to sneak in, but that's not how that worked. Lala Axehand is standing outside. Lala says, you there, before you go causing any more trouble, I must insist you seek audience with Scar if you haven't already. Why should I? Are you going to make me? If he wishes, then I will speak with him. Where is he? Why should you seek the sanction of the Flaming Fist? Scar awakes you at the Flaming Fist headquarters in the southwestern quadrant. We're in the southwestern quadrant of the city. Didn't Scar give us permission to do this at the front gate? Was that not who told us to go visit the Seven Suns? Merchants League Estate. There's someone outside named Aldith Shastinstar. He says, don't you recognize me? Okay, well, listen, what do you have to say? Thank you, my friends. Spice for privacy. I'm sorry for all this hiding and sulking. Dire events about. I'm one of the principal shareholders of the Merchant League. Well, I owned ownership of the company with two others, Intrali and Zoral. When I returned from the honey trip, thanks to you, I might add, I found that my two partners had undergone some profound changes, nothing physical or overt, but something more sinister. What's so sinister? Oh, shit. What do you want us to do? Sounds like an easy job. Let's do it. Guess what? I'm going to say more doppelgangers. Is it more doppelgangers? Okay. We're entering in here. We're looking at everyone in the room. Intrali is up there. Merchant. Intrali.
Oh, these are the guests you've been talking about, Aldith.
See, I assume you're one of the friends that had Aldith so excited. I must introduce myself. I'm Ireland Tree, one of Aldith's partners in business. I've been happy come to announce the company is celebrating the anniversary of Aldith's stay with us. We'll be there. Party is set to place on... Okay. Let's go up to the third floor. And save it before we do so. So, what are we bidding on doppelgangers? Bidding on doppelgangers? I'm bidding on doppelgangers. Wait, what's going on down here? Who are you? You're Zol.
Hello. Nice to make the acquaintance of such a cultured personage.
Uh-huh. Brandelier, hello.
What do you need?
Hold! I'm Commander Brandelier. I lead the Household Guard. You must be the people Aldith brought back with him, his so-called childhood friends. That likely story might have hoodwinked some of the others, but I've known Aldith's son as a kid, and none of you ring any bells. Don't you know? Aldith has hired Son to investigate his partners. I'm glad you're being honest with me. To tell you the truth, I've been somewhat suspicious of my other employers. Well, they haven't been themselves, and they seem to be completely callous outlook on the future of their business. I'd almost have to say that Ireland Tree and Zoral aren't who they say they are, or they've had their minds taken over some of the rot. Unfortunately, there's nothing I can do because they're my employers. I might be able to turn a blind eye if you were to investigate what they've been doing. If you could find some hard proof that exposes what's been happening, you might be able to do something about this whole mess. Okay. Well, let's check their rooms. Bartender. Bartender. Someone named Eddie and a bookshelf. Eddie.
You'll feel the sting in my boot if you bother me further.
You have to pass a big test to get into the merchant's lead, says Eddie. And it's around here, so it doesn't... But I've been studying, but it doesn't seem to sink in. Being merchants, I don't think they're too concerned about honesty and integrity. He gave me 50 GP for the privilege. Can I get to that bookshelf? No? Okay. Let's see what's in this room. Anything? There's a desk. Ah, it's got
Good
a trap on
you
it.
You saved the day.
It's got a trap on it. Let's unlock it. And it is a letter. We're stealing the money. All right, let's read these letters real quick. Shalak, as long as Aldith lives, he's a great threat to us all. He's been friends with the mercenaries who've been stirring up so much trouble in the south. If he were to confide his fears with them, it could be disastrous. Kill him soon. Ooh. Sheldon, it pleases me that you now count Iron Tree among your number, but you must kill Aldith. He's a foppish delinquent with no skill in intellect. Ooh, okay. And I kill Iron Tree as soon as possible, and then that fall. Oh, shit. So, okay. So, a doppelganger.
I've got the best prices this side of Cormyr.
Okay. Yep. They're doppelgangers. They're obviously doppelgangers. Yep. They're doppelgangers! What is it with the Merchants League being stuck with doppelgangers? Let's go downstairs real quick to deal with the other one. Nope. No, I want to go downstairs. How do I go downstairs? Let's go downstairs. Nope. Everyone go down this stair. Thank you. Ah, fucking called it. Oh, and all the guards are doppelgangers too. And now the big doppelganger fight has began. And of course we're winning, so that's not a problem. Keldrick leveled up from the killing of the doppelgangers. How much are they taking? They're like taking 40 damage. 27 damage and then another... wow, yeah, no, this is good stuff. Who just leveled up? Somebody leveled up. Was it Keldrick leveled up? Yeah, Keldrick leveled up. Nice. Keldrick, leveled up. Oh. He just got health points, save versus breath weapon, and Thaco. Nice. Okay. We solved the problem there. More doppelgangers. Holy shit, there's a lot of them. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, wow, there are a lot of doppelgangers here. And they're falling left and right. I'm not even kidding. Like, my team is just creaming them. This is so much. This is actually pretty cool. Like, when I'm not worried about death, I'm just watching the animation. These doppelgangers just get wrecked. One just turned to jibs. Oh, I love this. Okay, yes. And that's all of them? Nice. All right, where's my boy at? Oh, one more doppelganger upstairs, sadly. And literally, he took like 3 shots to the chest. 8, 5, and 18 damage. Yeah. Very nice. Very nice. So many dead doppelgangers. Where is my boy, though? I think that's all of them, dude. All right, where is Eldareth? Is he in here?
What?
No, he's not in here. Where is Eldareth? Let's see here. Is he on the bottom floor? He might be on the bottom floor somewhere. Let's move everyone away from the staircase and then go back down into the area here. As we look for Eldareth here, I don't see him. He's not in this room. Hello, where did he go? Hello? He wasn't on the first floor. Is he back outside? No, he's inside somewhere. We should have to find him. Nothing to see here, ma'am, said the guards. All right, let's... Okay. Oh, there he is, standing right in front of me. He says, I must thank you for saving my consortium. I reward you with all greatly what you have done for me. Eldareth was the merchant we saved, I think, in the woods, I believe. What I give you now is reward enough. My sword is a family heirloom. Could be useful if you ever run into these shape-shifting creatures again. To know that you're ever in trouble, you can come to me for aid. Nice. And he gave me a bastard sword. Is it a special bastard sword? It is a special bastard sword. Let's go and what we're going to do is we're going to... Can we rest in here? Probably not. No. We need to find an inn. Maybe the bartender can give us a room. Even though it's not an actual...
You want some whiskey?
Nope, he cannot. He won't let us do anything. All right, let's leave. And then we'll head to... I'm getting bit by an ant. What the hell? I was cleaning dishes and there was a ton of ants crawling up our walls. And I got like ant bites all over my legs and my arms right now. It sucks. I don't recommend it. I've been killing them all night and it hurts. It actually physically hurts in a lot of cases. Anywho, what were we looking? Where were we looking for? We were looking for someplace specific. I think we were looking for a place to rest is what we were looking for. General store right in front of me. I guess we can go to the general store and they might be able to identify stuff. And that way we won't have to go around. So general store.
Welcome to my humble establishment.
All right. Oh, he's got some cool stuff too. All right, let's do some look-see through my stuff and figure out what I can sell. Not a whole lot, honestly. Can he identify the stuff, though? No, he cannot identify. Oh, maybe he can. No, he can't identify any of it. But he's got these Destroyer of the Hills things, which gives you +4 versus crushing attacks. That's pretty cool. He's got a longsword +1, a leather armor +1, and that Destroyer of the Hills is probably the coolest thing he's got. Potion of Fire Breath. That's pretty cool. Okay. And we spent a lot of money. I forgot. We spent a lot of money last game. Last session. We spent like, what, 30,000 gold or something like that? Something along those lines. We spent a ton of money willy-nilly because we were just like, I want all these spells I will never use. But, so, I figured out why I prefer Neverwinter Nights to something in Baldur's Gate. And I think it's because Neverwinter Nights, and even in Neverwinter Nights 2, while you can't have a full party to control, like, in Neverwinter Nights, it almost seems easier to do what I'm trying to do, if that makes sense, right? All right, so we found the Flaming Fist, the cathedral for the Flaming Fist, and we found Scar. He says, I'm glad to see you returned. What news do you bring? I'm going to say, doppelgangers have taken over many of the higher echelons of the coaster. Monsters are dead now, slain by us. You've slain some doppelgangers. Fantastic. I suppose Leola has already lectured you on the difference between sanctioned and rogue actions, eh? Well, you know I know these things can't always go by the book. Did you come by Iaso? Is he alive? Alive and well, actually. He's back in control of the business. I'm impressed. You're as good with your word. Obviously, very deadly in your work. I shall give you your wage you deserve. Triple our original arrangement. I want to keep in touch with you. Especially the Iron Throne is up to what you say it is. Oh, 5,000 experience. Nice. I have another job you might be interested in. You're well paid for your service. Care to hear more? Not really have time for another job right now. We'd rather discuss the Iron Throne. Do you have any more information on them? Well then, meet me on the outside the Flaming Fist Barracks, and then we can discuss the Iron Throne. Who are you? Oh, you're a prisoner. Goodbye. Oh, who leveled up? Somebody did. So who leveled up? It was him. Keldrick. Nice. I'm gonna go sword and... Can we go four on this? Yeah, we'll go that. Yeah, that was actually pretty cool. We gave him, we gave our fighter, who is now level six, another longsword style attack point, which really helps his Thaco down. His Thaco's down to negative six, which is really nice. Oh, there's Scar. I don't know what the heck I just did that. All right, Scar, what's your deal? Hello, Keldrick. I have another job for you. This one involves a group dealt with the Iron Throne. Duke Elton wishes to speak with you about this. Will you come with me? Yes, follow me. I'll take you to the Flaming Fist compound. The Grand Duke is waiting for us there. We were just there. Okay. We were literally just there. We walked outside and then walked back inside. He says, let me introduce you to Grand Duke Elton, one of the lords of our city, and commander of the Flaming Fist and member of the Lord's Alliance. Duke Elton says, I'm glad to see you have come. I know that such a meeting is unusual, but in these circumstances, it is necessary. I would first ask what involvement you have had with the merchant society known as the Iron Throne. We've learned that they are involved in a plot that threatens the stability of your city. From what I have been told, you've been quite a thorn in the side of the Iron Throne. I'm interested in you because of the obvious hatred that they hold for you. Their recent activities have been brought to my attention, and I am very dubious about the intent of the throne. I think it far too easy to blame the recent caravan raids and iron shortages on Zhentarion. Though the evidence does point to them, they do not have much to profit, and while the Iron Throne has everything to gain. I have much to concern me right now, especially with the tension rising between our city and the Nation of Arm. Unfortunately, my hands are tied, so I can't act against the Iron Throne until I have hard evidence of their wrongdoing. That, of course, is where you come in. I need a small group of spies to break into the Iron Throne headquarters and see if you can find any proof of the Iron Throne's involvement with the caravan raids. If you do this for me, you'll be paid extremely well. 2,000 gold to divide amongst yourselves. I'm going to say we've been honored. You have made a wise decision. It's a difficult mission that I give you, but I'm sure you can have the wherewithal to make it through. Return a report to me once you feel you have enough information to use against the Iron Throne. There's another case. A citadel in the north border seems to have strange things going on. A messenger told me that people were disappearing recently, but I can't send anyone there who might be loyal. You are able to spend a few days just visiting the place, find out what's going on there. Okay. Elton's orders is to infiltrate the Iron Throne. So you're ready to admit I was right? At this point, I'll admit anything to rid myself of this outfit. No, that won't do. You need to be perky and cheerful. Zan says, if I can get my clothing back, this is back on the clothing thing, I will indeed be a measure more cheerful than I am now. Not much, mind you, but I'm still fighting the other lost causes. My heart will rejoice not hearing others call me that doomed mage in pink. Well, since that's not exactly working as I planned, I guess it's okay, especially since you say you're a bit more cheerful. A few things, though. The hair and nails will take some time to return to normal, and you have to wash your face off really good all that makeup off. By the way, don't you think I'm done with you? Don't you think I'm done with you? I've got other ideas up my sleeve. He says, Corellian, have mercy on me. Yet another lost cause to fight.
What do you need?
Delio says... Oh, okay. I am actually trying to leave, dude. Apparently, because we didn't walk all the way in... Oh, why can't we leave? There we go. All right. The best way of infiltrating a place is what? Attacking through the front door? Yep, I think that's the best way to do it as well. So what we're going to do is go through the inn. Oh my goodness, I hate the way Baldur's Gate handles doors. Just let me in the... Oh my Christ. Okay, guys, everyone, out of the way. Thank you. Shit. Bartender says, leave this place. There'll be green slimes rising from the slayers. Flee while you still can. And we're fighting. One died. Another died. Another died. The bartender was a green slime, apparently. I'm lost. What? Is the bartender dead? Yes. Bartender is very dead. We have now lost the bartender. The bartender was a slime. Well, now this inn is lost. Really? The bartender was a slime. Neat. How do I get out of here? All right, hold on. Where's the exit? There it is. Oh my God, this inn is awful. I hate this inn. This inn is bad. This inn was awful. I hate it. It's no good. This map is so bad. Okay, I don't like being rude, but Jesus Christ, this map is awful. Oh my goodness. Yes, no, this map is bad. What am I looking for? Iron Throne, which is where? I thought it was in this place. No. Here's a tavern and an inn up here. Iron Throne's in the previous area. Ah, that's fun. That's fun. Let's go to the tavern and the inn, and we're going to rest there, hopefully, without getting attacked by some other sort of slime or whatever. I just can't believe I've been attacked twice now in the same day. I'm literally just trying to get through and get to a sleeping point so we can identify the equipment we've picked up. Is this the inn? Yes, it is. How do I get in there? There we go. Okay. No slimes. Nobody slimes this time.
You want some whiskey?
Yes. I just want to rest. Thank you. Your party is free of the taint of evil. Please pass unmolested, said... Someone? Said Fandalin? What? The fuck? Where did he come from? Who? Why? What? All right, let's identify some stuff. We have the Condor 1. It is the Condor 1. This sword appears much like any other. In the presence of a shape-shifting creature, the blade becomes warm as power stirs. Its namesake was the original owner of the weapon, and his tale, although mostly long forgotten, was wrought with treachery and deceit. Rumors persist that he paid a fearsome price for this blade. With it, it revealed its true identity to those sought to betray him. Okay, it is a shape-shifting damage blade. Nice. Let's check this spear. It is just a spear. I don't know what I expected. All right. So this guy doesn't sell anything. Okay. Well, we rested. All right, where was the Iron Throne at? Was that in the middle area? I think it was. Was it the wharf? So I need to figure out a way off this map. I don't know why I clicked the top, like, left, which will require us to walk all the way there. But I did. That's where we're going. We're going to the top left of the map. The map is cool, right? It looks pretty. But. Okay, so we found the Iron Throne area. And we're going to try to enter it. And we can.
No time to chit-chat.
Hello? Out! Away! Fly while you can! There'll be madness here! I can stand it no longer! Named Triodor just popped up and said that. Said madness in this louded tower. There'll be much malice here, I have no doubt, but madness, never. Then clearly you do not know it! Madness seats here, and amongst Savarok's crazed acolytes it flows! I'm a simple merchant after a pretty coin, but I swear it wasn't worth to suffer this place so long. After a pretty coin, are you? There's a chance to earn some off a saner soul. I'll pay 150 pieces of coin if you tell me everything you know about the place. I'm actually going to give him 300. He says, aye, I guess, but I'll be not long about it. The acolytes I mentioned, they stay with Thaldorn on the fifth floor. Six of them there are, and their madness comes in pairs. Two priests, two mages, two hardened thugs. There's something wrong about them. If they were here for joy's simple coin, I'd have no quarrel with them. But no, they do not deign to be so human. There's something more, some secret agenda. I do not know what. Okay, so Thaldorn is on the fifth floor.
Hey!
And someone just walked up here. We have business with your leaders. I've come from Symbiar and quite weary. If you just step aside, we'd be grateful. Okay, cool. So he stepped aside. He actually stepped aside? All right, we're going upstairs. I said we're going upstairs. Guys, join the army. What do you think you're doing? Where do you think you're going? The fifth floor. Savarok asked us to deliver an important message to his acolytes. You better you than me. Working with that crowd could be downright creepy. Creepy, are they? I'll be sure to pass that on. I spoke out of turn. My apologies. I'm very sorry. Ma'am, sir. Please don't tell them. Please don't tell them I don't know what they'll do. They're so good. I mean, they're so very good. Not creepy at all. I'm so sorry. Oh, shit. I mean, they got this guy fucked up.
I should have joined the army.
You there! What are you doing there? Don't recognize you. We're going to say we have business again. Because
don't
we are those people.
Don't give me any lip, peasant. Do you know who I am?
Notchwares. I just arrived from Symbio. Council wishes to know how things are faring. He's in the upper offices. Yes, we're getting all of them up there at once. Hold on. What's your deal? Emissary Tar. Okay, another person going upstairs. What the hell's going on the fifth floor? A lot of people are going up to the fifth floor. I'm pretty sure a lot of people are about to die. I just told him who I was. And now doppelganger. Doppelgangers? Really? Okay. One, two, three doppelgangers. Get in there. Kill them off. Doppelganger just died. Assault the mages, of course. Always assault mages first. Oh, what did he drop? He dropped something cool. He dropped a wand, a mace, a magical mace. We'll clean up here in just a second. And another one just died. And another one bites dust. And another one falls. And another one falls. And another one bites the dust. We are getting hurt, but nobody's dying yet. Well, nobody but the enemy is dying. I like all this stuff on the floor, though. Can we rest up here? Another person just died. And it looks like the main bad guy is about to do a die. He did. And we gained 2,000 experience from that. Oh, shit. We gained a lot of 18, 18. Who's getting hurt? Who's poisoned? Oh, Khalid's poisoned. Well, that sucks. Okay, anyways. Grab that. Grab that. Zan, you can grab that and that. Broken armor. Money. Potions. I'm just like grabbing stuff right now off the ground because he can learn that, actually. Ooh. Inventory. Oh, no. Inventory. Okay, hold on. I want that spell. There was a spell on the ground. Okay. I think we were headed the right direction. I don't know. Nobody leveled up. But we do need to look at the gear we just got. Can I learn this? Well, I can. An unidentified wand. I got two unidentified wands. We got two Mason Warhammer plus ones. So I'm just going to toss the stuff into the bag of holding. I got a wand I can give over there. This I can give over there. A halberd and a shield, which is pretty cool. And a letter that says, I have a task for you. For those who have selected you, the first of my faithful, to stand ground in my stead. Be assured that I would not belittle your devotion with simple guard duty. This chore is of particular interest to me and thus to you. Keldrick has been a thorn in my side. I wish it be removed. I do so, and I shall please me greatly. Such is your charge. Do not fail in this. Ooh, okay. That's cool. And I just accidentally moved it off the screen. So, cool. Let's see if our boy is in here. Is this our guy? Thaldorn? Hello. Hello, Thaldorn.
Hello.
What are you doing here? Get out of this building before I call the guards. We can't do that until you answer some questions. You're killing me, aren't you? You can't kill me. Do you know who I am? I'm Thaldor, one of the leaders of the Iron Throne. Where can we find documents that implicate your organization for its all involvement? Tell us or die. Please don't hurt me! You can find everything you need with Ralter. He's the true leader of the operation. He always carries everything on his person. Am I free to go? You can tell us where the leaders of the Iron Throne are located. We can let you go free. The other leaders, Bruno and Ralter, they're at Candlekeep, attending business with some benefactors from the south. Oh. You're free to go. They're at Candlekeep? Oh. We've got to go back to Candlekeep. Oh. Okay. So they were looking for us then, weren't they? All right. Well, to Candlekeep we go then, I guess. I guess. I also found the original body of the lady, the diplomat. I found her body. And we're just checking desks and checking cabinets right now. A couple more letters. And some scrolls, actually, that we can probably use. Get Zan. Zan. What is your problem? Why can you not grab a desk? Okay. Cool beans. All right, let's get out of here. So let's go talk to Scar or talk to Duke Elton and let him know what's going on. And then head back to, I guess we'll start heading to Candlekeep now. I guess that's the play. This area is particularly absent of music and it's really weird. I don't like it.
I serve the flaming fist.
Hello there. May I have a word? I'm not here to hurt you. I know you've been attacked at every turn, but I'm true. Well met. What do you want? Well met, Trandfelder. I'm here to aid Scar. Wish to keep an eye on you. You seem to be more careful of taking care of yourselves. I do think, however, you benefit from a visit to him. Okay. But we've already talked to him. Why do we keep triggering that? I don't know why, but we keep triggering things for the Duke, which is very weird. And I'm not sure how to feel about that. It's like the second time we've triggered something specifically for the Duke. And it's a little concerning. Who are you? Just a commoner. Okay. Thank you. All right. We're headed... Delos. Can we talk to Delos? No. How do we get to... How do we get to the Duke? Is it through these doors? No. There's Fergus. How do we get to the Duke? I'm so confused. Is it the trap door?
I serve the flaming fist.
I'm so confused. How do I get to the Duke then?
This way, good sir. Over here.
Oh, there's stairs behind him. I literally could not see the stairs. Thank you, game.
Greetings, taxpayers.
Okay.
I am Duke Eltern, commander of the Flaming Fist.
It says we found some. We know we found. We didn't with any incriminating evidence. What we found with Realtor, the overall leader of the Iron Throne in Baldur's Gate. He's supposed to be at Candlekeep on some sort of business. All right. Take this book. Without it, the keeper of the portal won't allow you to interest the library. Take the reward money I promised you.
Your journey has come full circle. Duke Eltern has asked that you travel back to Candlekeep, where you must spy upon the leaders of the Iron Throne. While it troubles you that such evil men now make use of the Great Library, and you wish the circumstances of your visit would be different, it will still be a pleasure to return to your former home.
Okay, there we go. I guess we're headed to Candlekeep now. Or back to Candlekeep, I guess. It's been a while. But, with that said, can we rest outside Candlekeep?
Close your eyes tonight.
We can.
The visions of Candlekeep swim into view. As you pass through the gates of the Citadel, there is a flash of memory, and you are a child of only a few seasons once more. At your side is Gorion, gray-haired even all those years ago. How old must he have been to age so little in the time since? Aged as he ever was, you still have to run to keep up with him. He has an important meeting with Ulrond, the keeper of the tomes. An important meeting about you. Funny, you don't remember it. As you stand outside the doors of the inner keep, you can hear the shouting from within. Gorion seldom raised his voice, though you did not care to listen to the discussions at your previous stops either. As you trace patterns in the water of a fountain, a reflection distracts you from the argument. A large raven has perched atop a stone wall and stares directly at you with huge black eyes. You stare back through the mirror of the water and are suddenly afraid to meet the bird's gaze any other way. It has claws for feet. You think to yourself, little skeletal claws. The doors of the keep suddenly swing open, and Ulrond storms out. He glances at you for a moment, but looks away as he speaks. You both can stay, he sneers, but mark my words, that child will be the death of you. A flash of memory once more, and Gorion walks out of the keep as he is today, dead. You drop your gaze back to the water so as not to see. The raven is gone, but your own image remains. Your eyes are black, like those of a bird. Like father, like child, the reflection says. You wake with a yell, predictably unrested.
Okay. We gain the new mill ability, Draw Upon Holy Might. And before we go, we'll also do... we'll do a couple things here. We're going to move these letters off of my girl here. We're going to move those... oh, I need to move those to him. Wrong. Let's ring a free action. Oh. That's cool. We got a Wand of the Heavens, which is a flame spike strike spell. Holy shit. We got a wand, another wand of magic missiles, of course. And another wand that I don't know of as of yet. That wand of free action might be useful in the future. Let's give those to Zan so we can put those in the scroll book. And with that, before we enter Candlekeep, will be the end of this episode. If you enjoyed this show, let me know. This went really fast paced. Like, I expected chapter 5 to last like 5 or 6 episodes, but like, just by like saying screw it, I'm playing on easy mode, which helped a lot. There was a lot less risk there, and the fact that I just was like, no, I don't want to do any of the side quests. I just want to get to the next chapter of the game. We're at the next chapter of the game. We're at chapter 6. We're closing in on the end game. So if you enjoyed what you saw here so far, please let me know, and we'll get to it soon. Before we go, something Zan says. You know your education you've been through, but you've been educated about elven culture. I'd like to know more. We'd speak a little later. Do you know how the elves came to Faerun? A long time ago in the land of the dragons, I shall start at the beginning. In the beginning, there were elder gods. Created Faerun and created in their images, not humans, not yet. Titans. Predictably, the creations were as arrogant as the creators, and as such, eventually tried to challenge the god. The elder gods cursed and destroyed the entire race. Presumably, in remorse, they departed from this universe, leaving behind the least of their number, Eo, now known as Eo the Overfather. This is a long story. Shall I continue? Yes, I'd love to hear this. Then the time of giants came. Aggressive and prone to strife as they were, they doomed themselves to slow fall into chaos and savagery, as their descendants, ogres, ettins, and the others. But they were neither the first nor the only ones, for the climate changed, the creator races sprang to life. The ancestors of the Yonti, lizard men, and such creatures. Unsurprisingly, their hatred towards each other was just as great as their predecessors, and most of them were destroyed in constant wars of extermination, which consumed their great empires. They were also the first to tap into the weave, only to use the energies for their own purposes. The fools. At last, the creator races were destroyed in a great cataclysm. It is said, somewhat poetically, that perhaps the very being of Faerun cried out, and from that grief were born those known as the Younger Guards. Corellian, Lethorian, Lorathion was among them. Then, of course, the new gods created their own races in their image, the Stout Folk and the Fair Folk. For a time, they even worked together, creating the Gnomish race. Not wholly either. Evil gods, however, did not sit idle and corrupted many of their children, Goblikin and Deep Dwarves, Draugr. Those are fanciful legends. What, as many sources affirm, happened with the migration rather than happened was a migration as it, rather than an act of creation. Elves came from the Plain of Faerie. It was the time of dragons, ancient creatures who took their time on Faerun. Some say the dragons are related to the creator races. Some disagree. However, in any case, however this poor world survived, I have no idea. So the Plain of Faerie, so little is known of it, I think. What you have heard describes it as rather cruel place. Cruel but beautiful. Some of its inhabitants would use you as me as playthings and prey. And yet it is said elves descend from it. It is an outer plane, but every location on the plane here has a matching fairy one. Travelers do not travel through the astral plane. Do not travel through the astral plane, but I do not want to delve into cosmology. Treat either one of these theories as unproven guesses, not fact. The origin of the elves on Faerun remains a mystery. Your guess is as good as mine. Okay, well that's it. That's it for today. If you enjoyed the show, please let me know somewhere on the internet and be awesome. I am very happy that this actually worked. I know I'm probably going to get hoo-hoo going on easy mode, but seriously, 24 episodes in, and I am so excited to get to the next game. We're getting closer and closer. With that said, podcast episode 24 is in the bag. On to episode 25. Next session. We'll see you then. Bye.
city is a blight on the landscape. Better to have let the land grow wild.